The menopause can be an unsettling time for women with the end of periods and the hormone imbalance that leads to many of the classic menopausal symptoms of night sweats, hot flushes and mood swings. So to be able to talk to other women and know that you're not alone is hugely beneficial. Someone who's very aware of this is Dr. Heather Curry, Associate Specialist Gynaecologist and Obstetrician at Dumfries and Galloway Royal Infirmary. Now, she has set up award-winning resources that include a magazine, a website and a clinic in Dumfries that's dedicated to women and the menopause.
The clinic, first of all, came about from when I was a junior, a registrar in training in obstetrics and gynaecology in Dumfries, and in studying for the last part of my membership exam, I was reading about menopause, and suddenly, you know, as people say, a light was turned on and it suddenly all made sense to me, and it suddenly just hit me like a thunderbolt how important this was, because it affects every woman, and how at that stage little seemed to be done to help women that were having symptoms, and there seemed to be a lot of uncertainty about what treatments can be offered, what's safe, etc. So I passed my exam, and then I got my full-time job in Dumfries, and I went to my colleagues and said, what do you think about me setting up a menopause clinic? And they were very supportive. So in January of 93, we set up the first clinic, and at that time it was a kind of drop-in sort of clinic. It isn't now. All our patients now are referred either from GPs or from other parts of the hospital. The first clinic, I think we had one patient. The second clinic a week later, I think we had two. And from the third week onwards, we've been fully booked with a bit of a waiting list ever since. So it's been hugely interesting and very fulfilling and satisfying to be involved with that.
You also founded the Menopause Matters website. Tell me about the history of the formation.
The Menopause Matters website came about because in the course of running the clinic, I wrote some leaflets, some for patients, because whatever we say to people, it's always nice to back that up with written information to try and make the whole menopause thing and HRT thing a little simpler. These leaflets were very well received, but they were always out of date. And at that stage, there was something new coming out almost every week. So the last leaflet was produced at the beginning of 2000, and by the time it was at the printer, something new came out. So my annoyance with it was that whatever we printed in hard copy was so often out of date. So later that year, while on holiday, we came up with the idea. In fact, my husband suggested, why don't we do it as a website? And then we can always keep it up to date. And so it was fully launched in January of 2002. It's gone from strength to strength. We now receive about 50,000 hits per day from all over the world.
It's a reflection really of this culture of openness, if you like.
Yes.
People are much more willing
yes.
to talk about it and are seizing the opportunity to get as much information as they can, and presumably also to talk to one another through the website. I believe there's a reference to some of the contributors as Menno Chicks.
Yeah. We have a forum on the website, which is absolutely amazing. And we have women from all over the world that have made good friends through the forum that support each other. And yes, they do call each other Menno Chicks. They give each other cyber hugs by typing a name with brackets around each side. But, I mean, joking aside, it's such an amazing resource. And time again, I'm often humbled by reading people writing, I don't know how I could have got through the last few months without this forum. And it's just great that we can do that. And there's no geographical boundaries, and people can use it at their convenience anonymously. So, yeah, it's a great resource.